So okay, so this is Pirkei Avos, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Beis. All right, let's go. All right, so what do we have here?
Shimon HaTzadik,
Hayam Mishiari, Knesset Agdola. He was from what the remained of the Knesset Agdola, right? The remainders of Knesset Agdola. Hu Hayome, he would say, Al Shloshet Varim Ha'olam Omed. On three things the world stands. Al HaTorah, on Torah, Al HaVodah, Val Gmilut Chasodim. On Torah, on HaVodah. HaVodah means HaVodah HaKorbanos, you know, the serving, or fast tefillah. Val Gmilut Chasodim, and on Chesed. So it means the world has three pillars on which it stands. Three pillars. If you take one of them away, sounds of it, it's weak. Do you know a table or chair stands on three legs and you take one of the weights, do you think it will stand? No, won't stand. I mean, equilibrium wise it won't stand, right? Two is a line, three is a space, right? So three means it covers a space, so it'll stand. Two is a line, nothing can stand on a line, especially if it's, you know, leaning over the other side. So it won't stand. So the simple pshat is that these three things you need for the world to stand. You need this to be in the world. You need this to be in your world. This to be in your life. In order for your life to have kiyum, Torah kiyum, real establishment, you need to have three aspects, which are Torah, Avoda, Vilel Chasadim. That means you're missing one of those three things. I'm just saying the simple pshat. That's a simple pshat on Mishnah. You're missing one of those three things. You're not standing. You're falling. Or you're in a state of falling. What does it mean to stand?
Stand on 2 feet.
Yeah. What does it mean to stand? What do the world stands?
Not falling over. It's not a state of chaos.
Okay, it's a state, a stability. Standing means it's supported, stable. It's normal form. It's used. That's the way the world works. It means the world society, right? Mankind, individual man. The only way you and your personal, and our interpersonal and our social lives, right? You know, if we're looking for society, you have to have three pillars to create your society. Has to create a society which has Torah, Avoda, and Gemilut Chasadim. Correct? That's a simple pshat. Okay? Let's see now. That's a pretty big statement. Now, if we think about the Avos, and we're, you know, in the parsha of the Avos at the moment, so Avraham represents Gemilut Chasadim. Yitzchak represents Avoda. He was a Korban. Right? And Yaakov represents Torah. It's Chesed. So we have here Tiferes, which is Torah. Emes, which is Yaakov. We have Avoda, which is Avodas HaKorbanos, which is Din. And you have Gemilut Chasadim, which is Chesed. So you need all of those three aspects in the world balanced in order for the world to be stable, to be working, to be functioning. Also in our lives we need all those three aspects, which we do have. We have our tefillah, which is our avoda, which is din. We have to understand why avoda is din. Gemilut Chasadim, it's easy to understand why that's chesed, because you're giving. Torah, it's easy also to understand why that's emes, because through Torah a person comes through emes, through learning Torah person comes to be deeper and deepen his understanding of life. Torah doesn't mean reading Gemara like reading Tehillim. That does not mean, I'm not saying you're not Yotzei Torah, I'm not saying you're not learning Torah. Torah means understanding, a deepening of your understanding of life and of yourself.
And the Torah you're learning. Tiferes is a combination of
Tiferes, I wouldn't say it's a combination, it's a synthesis. It's a synthesis of Chesed and Emes, Chesed and Din. It's a synthesis. It's a balance, an equal balance of them. It's a synthesis. It's not like, you know, you have both of them. It's a different midah. If it's a synthesis of those two midas in a balanced way.
Doesn't it usurp Torah Avodah?
Gemilah Chasadim you need as Gemilah Chasadim per se. I told you, Emes is not a subsidiary midah. Emes is a midah, or Tiferes is a midah in of itself. It's a synthesis.
It seems to go above Gemilah Chesed and Avodah if it combines the two.
It's not going above. It's a different.
Superior.
It's superior in that it contains both. It contains both. Tiferes mercy. It's rachamim, right? Chesed is not rachamim. Chesed you give.
Chesed is rachamim.
No. Rachamim, Tiferes is Rachamim, has both an element of Chesed, has an element of Din. You give to someone because you know you have what to get back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Merachim on us, Chas V'Shalom, if a person does an Aveira, he'll be Merachim on him, but he'll only be Merachim on him to a certain period of time. Then that period of time will come, and he's Merachim on him because he sees he has potential to return, to do tshuva. That's rachamim. That's not chesed. Chesed is giving. It's also not giving, complete giving. That's a much higher keter, it's much higher level of chesed. That's complete giving without, you know, even giving a rosha when he's doing an avera. That's chesed. Chesed like that's not the chesed we're talking about here. That's keter. That's a much higher form of chesed. The chesed we're speaking about here is chesed of Avraham's chesed. Do you give to other people? But it's also with a little bit of din. It's not, it has a gvul of din. It has a little bit. Not like Keter, which has like no din whatsoever. That's complete giving. That's complete rotzen of Rish Bok, which is kulo chesed. Right? It's kulo tov. That we're not talking about chesed here. But that's simple pshat in the Mishnah. Right? So those are three aspects of man which he needs. And if he's missing one of those aspects in his characteristic, he's missing who he is. Now don't ask me a kasha. Well, Avram was only chesed. Yitzchak was only din. Yaakov was only emes. It's not true. They represented those midas in a complete way. What? Yitzchak didn't do gemilas chasadim. Avram didn't daven. Right? You know? He didn't learn Torah. Of course, but those were the midas which he represented. Those were his mida ekroni. It's Chazal say the others were merkava the shechina. What do you mean merkava the shechina? Merkava means like your chariot, your riding, right? You're like horse riding. Rashi, there's a Rashi. I explain the Rashi. Rashi, people don't understand this Rashi. Rashi says that it says ve'yakum me'al pnei Avram. He got up from Avram. So Rashi says loshen nekiyah. It's a nice lashon that Torah says. He rose from upon Avram. What's lashon Akiyah? What's a bad lashon about that? He rose from upon Avram.
Who?
God rose from upon Avram. What do you mean he rose from upon Avram? What do you need lashon Akiyah? What's a nice lashon about that? So you have to understand. Chazal is saying something deep. When we say that the others when they cover the shechina, it means they, through them, there was the Gilui, by Avram, the Gilui, the revelation of Chesed. Through Yitzchak was the revelation in the lower worlds of Din. Through Yaakov was the revelation of Tiferes, of Emes. Right? Merkava and the Shechina means there was a complete Chibur, there was a complete connection between the Avos and Kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a Zachar to a Nekeva, like a male to a female. Kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was the male, and the others were merkava, like a female. So that's what Lashon Chazal said when they got up from the Avram. That's the Lashon Akiyah, if you understand what I'm saying.
It's referring to Avram.
Yeah, it's referring to God came up from Avram. You understand what I'm saying? That's Lashon Akiyah. That's what Chazal means, Lashon Akiyah. But you have to understand, there's a complete zivug, there's a complete connection between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the others with regards to those midas. That's what Chazal means by that. Okay.
What's the literal translation of Loshen
Akiyah? Loshen Akiyah means a Loshen Akiyah means a pleasant and correct and clean Loshen. Clean literally means clean Loshen.
Naki.
Means a Nakiya.
You use
Loshen Akiyah to speak about things in a way that people understand what you're talking about. but it's said in a nice and proper way. It's not everything you speak out explicitly. Certain things you speak out in a remez, in a hinting way, but it's understood. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's what Lashon Nakiya usually means in Lashon Chazal.
Euphemism?
Huh?
Euphemism?
I don't know what euphemism is.
It's normally a nice way of saying a not nice thing.
No. This is not a nice thing. This is not just. It's not something you would speak in terms of God and a man in such a way. So you use it in a way that a person will understand, because it's representing a concept.
Understand? This is Abraham, not with the other avot.
You know, but they were all Merkava. The
Merkava. Merkava is a chariot. Merkava is the karov.
You ride a chariot. You understand? You ride a chariot. That's Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're right. It's an expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a full expression. The Nekeva, a female, is a full expression of the male. You know, physically, that's what happens. Physically, you know, they take a man's potential and it's fully expressed. You have a child. It's an expression. That's what the concept of a female is. The concept of female means a full expression of the male, whatever the male concept is. You teach someone something. You have an idea, right? You can have an idea, an engineering idea. You have an idea to have a great idea how to make a bridge. Someone goes and makes it, right? You have an idea. Yours was only an idea. Someone goes and makes it. That's the expression of your idea. You understand? So you're the male and they're the female. It's a concept. You understand? So even with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that concept's understood. The Avos, Kivyochol, were like the female expressor of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's will, of that midah. You understand? Okay, now let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah has to say here. Okay, we're going to skip in Rabbeinu Yonah, but we'll read everything. Okay. Shimon HaTzadik, you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Shimon HaTzadik. Hi, Mishai Knesset HaGedolah. Hi, Kohen Gadol, and he was Kohen Gadol. It says in Masechet Tamid, right? Shai Yotze Melubash B'Bigdei Kuna. He used to go out, right? Wearing Bigdei Kuna. Against Alexandros. Alexandros was a Roman emperor.
Alexander?
Yeah, Alexander,
Greek.
Right. Greek? Oh, sorry, Greek, yeah, I got this one. Yeah, it's Greek, sorry. V'yared v'ishtachavelo. He went down and he bowed down to him, Alexander. Amrulo, Avadav, Adunenu Melech, Kamocha, king like you, Alexander, right? Mishtachavele Yehudi, you bow down in front of a Jew. Zeh amalahim. So Alexander went and told them, Demus yukano shel zeh. I have to see the form of this person, the form of this person, right? Ani roeh b'milchama. When I used to see the milchama, v'notzech, and I would win. What's he telling me this Rabbeinu Yonah for? What do I need to know this? Stam, you just tell me, because he wants us to explain who was Shimon HaTzadik. Who's this person? We have to understand that. He was the remnants of Knesset HaGedolah.
What shaifas did Alexander have for war when he went out to murder? He saw Shimon
HaTzadik. It was as if he was seeing. What is Shimon HaTzadik? What does Kohen represent? He's a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is the one who's the intermediary, Kivyochol, between us. Yeah. He takes, what does the Kohen do? Generally, he takes a korban. He takes it. It's a physical thing. And he sacrifices it. Korban means to bring close to Hashem. Through taking a physical thing. And he makes it an offering to Hashem. He makes it a completely spiritual thing. So he has the ability to take physical things and make them spiritual. Right? So he's like the intermediary between Kivyochol, the Jewish people, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meshartim, the Kohanim, Shluchim de Rachmana, or Shluchim Didan, it's a question of the Gemara. The Shluchim of Rachmana, Shluchim Didan, the Kohen. Right? The Shlichim, between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. To, like, the interface, you understand what I'm saying?
And he would wear gold, and he would wear silver.
Right, and he would wear, no, he would wear...
Well, it's not written here, but remember, some of his clothes, he would wear gold, but then on Yom Kippur he would wear silver, because gold was judgment, silver was chesed. In other words, he was
no, Yom Kippur is a big day Zav, a big day Lavan. He wasn't...
No, what I'm saying is that his Maybe he didn't want to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the chet of the
Egel. No, that's an inside. That's the avodas bifnim. That's why you wear big day lavan inside.
Right.
No, there's not silver. It's big day lavan. The white clothes.
Okay, white.
White clothes.
White.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's well, every Kohen Gadol has that. That's in Chumash. You have to change your clothes.
What I'm saying
avodas.
Is because he was his intermediary, what he did affected both worlds, basically.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but that's every Kohen Gadol has that. Now, given that he represents this intermediary, right? He represents his intermediary. So, when Alexander used to see him, he could obviously, he's this guy. He's not going to see, Kivyochal Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he represented an intermediate, right? He represented, because he represents like an intermediary between the Jewish people and God. He represents the interface between man, Kivyachol, and God. So Alexander is not going to see Dmus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? He wasn't a Navi, he wasn't Rui for that. He wasn't fitting for that. But he could see a man which represented something on a higher level. I.e., he represented the interface between man and God. So that Alexander could see. If he could see that, so it meant that Kivyochol God was, so to speak, on his side. He was doing the right thing. Because he saw the dmus of Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik, right? And that represented Kivyochol Kodesh Baruch Hu, a vision of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because that's the most that, as a goy, he could see. You understand? But it's telling us, what is it trying to tell us? Why do we need to know this here? Why does Rabbeinu Yonah need to have this here in Pirkei Avos? Because he was the end of Knesset HaGdolah. First, understand, who was Knesset HaGdolah? Who were these people? He was the end. We know that the generations get lower, right? And he was the end, the last person of them. Shirei Knesset HaGdolah, the remnants of Knesset HaGdolah. And see what an important, what an amazing person that was. Even Alexander Mugdon, right? Even him. He used to see him, he bowed down, he recognized what that dmus represented. He recognized that he represented something higher. Yeah. It's in a form, it's a form. He recognized Malchus Shalakvish Baruch Hu. The Big Day Kuhuna represents, is a Big Day Malchus. Rishonim explains Big Day Malchus, is Mana, right? So he represents Kivyochol, the Malchus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That Mishtachaveh, that Hishtachaveh, that bowing down to Shimon HaTzadik, represents in a certain way a Hachna'ah, an accepting of Malchus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it was so clear to this Alexander who this person was, and that recognition that tells us how great this person was. He saw this person. He fully recognized that this was the person who represented the higher worlds.
And he wanted to make himself subservient to that.
He saw it. Clearly he saw that he was minatzeich in battle when he saw this dmus. So he saw that this represented something higher.
I wonder if he did the first time he saw it. After he had a sora, it's a different story.
I don't know what the first time. I assume the first time was the same thing. You know, you can feel something. You can feel it. It's a spiritual feeling. He probably felt something that now he's going to be Menatzech, and he was Menatzech. I don't know exactly, but I don't know how he felt, but I assume that's probably what happened.
But in a nutshell, because it was an acknowledgement that Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah, it was an acknowledgement of Kadosh Baruch
Hu. And that was it.
He was an
idol worshiper.
It was more than that. He was making himself subservient to that.
Yeah, he was subservient to, yeah.
But you have to understand,
and he conquered the whole world.
Explains why he won all those battles.
Yeah, he conquered the whole world. I'm sure you won't find this written in a history book, right?
Amazing.
But that shows the hachna that what he represented, it was clear. The goyim, it was clear to the goyim that he represented Malchus of Kodesh Baruch in this world, and he was the remnants of Shirei Knesset HaGdolah. So now, when this person speaks, you give weight to it. Right? You know who's speaking. Pasha, that's why he's bringing you. Maybe there's other reasons. Right? V'hu haya omer, he would say, Ashlosh dvarim ha'olam omer, Rotzon lomer, Shebishvil dvarim elu, he's saying a different pshat, Rabbeinu. for these things, Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created. Kilamata Hu Omer. Later on it says, Ashloshi Dvarim Ha'olam Kayam. So he's going to say at the end of this Pirkei Avos. Look, it says here. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the end, right here. Maybe we'll learn this one together. We'll learn two together. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says.
In the last pasuk.
Yeah, the last Mishnah, Yudches. Oh. On the same parak.
Ah, same parak.
Same parak at the end. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Ashlosha Dvarim, on three things, Ha'olam Omed, the world stands. Al Hadin, on Din. Al Emes, Bala Shalom.
Truth and peace.
Right. Shunema, Emet Umishpat Shalom. Truth, judgment, and peace. Shiftu Bisharechim. Judge in your gates. Right? So he's saying, the Lashon is, on three things the world stands. Here it says, on three things the world
is supported by.
Yeah, is Omed, standing on.
Standing on.
So, I mean, stands.
Both the same.
Oh, no, you're right. They're both the same. Kaim, sorry. The Gersa is Kaim. Because Reinius also has the Gersa. You changed the Gersa.
Who changed the
Gersa? See on the side here, it says Kaim. The Gersa is Bes. Right, it says the Gersa change. Kaim.
No.
Yeah. Kaim.
So how do you translate that?
Is established. Established. That's the Gersa of Reinius. That's what Reinius has his Gersa as well. Look at Reinius. He says that. Says.
Why in our pasuk as well?
Ours says the Olam is Omed. Omed Rabbeinu Yonah learns is the Olam was created for these things. These three things the world was created for. And later on you see it says, of three things the world was Kayim.
So he uses it interchangeably.
And it says, Ve'enem Eilu Shezoche Kan. Yeah, yeah. Says the Einam Eilu. Let's see the Rabbeinu. The Einam Eilu Shezoche Kam.
We would just
the second line.
Way on the Ashlosha Dvarim Olam Omed.
Right.
Yeah.
Then it says.
Reish Lokesh.
No. Then it goes. Rotzon Lomar. Shebishul Dvarim Eilu. For these things, Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created. Kilemata Hu Omer. Later on it says, Ashlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayam. The world is established. The Einam Eilu, and these are the things Shezoche Kam that we mentioned here. Al-Kain, therefore, Tzrichim Anu Lefaresh. We have to explain. Because simply speaking, they're the same thing. MS is against terror, right? It says, Din is against Avodah. And Shalom is against Gimel Chasadim. Simply speaking, they're the same things, right? So the Rebellion is telling us a Chiddush. He says they're not the same things. Ki Omed Sh'amru Chazal, Rotzonam Sh'nivra Ha'olam, Bishvilam. The world was created Bishvilam. Right? Mipnei Shehem Rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rotzen Lomar. Shenivra Olam Bishvil Briotav. The world was created for its
creations.
Sheatidim Liyot Rotzon Lefanav. Because they're in the future going to be the Rotzon, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of him. When you do these things in the future, you will be doing the Rotzon of Hashem. And you, the world was created for you to do His Rotzon. What's His Rotzon? These three things. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. Ve'elu shlosha hem amud gadol, the big pillar. Right? Shebishlilam yegiu l'chol hadvarim. You reach all the things, Sh'amru Chazal. Sha'olam Omed Bishulam, the world stands for them. Right? So he's saying that
you'll reach all the things that are.
Because of them, you will reach, if you do these three things, you will reach all the things that the world stands for, or the world was created for them. That means, he's telling you principles here. If you do these three principles, you will fully reach in your life everything which you were created for, which the world stands for, which the world was created for. That means these are the three basic fundamental principles in life. The whole world stands for them. Torah, Avodah, or Gemilas Chasadim. That means you will fulfill completely your life by doing these three things. You fill it completely. You reach whatever you're supposed to reach if in your life you fill with these three things. It's not so easy, right? But that's the basics. That means everything you do, if you look at it, if you put it into a you want to categorize it, there's three aspects to your life. There's three aspects to your life, right?
This is better.
Chesed.
Avoda,
which is avodas. We don't have avodas or karbonas, we have tefillah, right? Davening, praying, supplication, make brachas, we do all sorts of things, right? And Torah. Without Torah, I mean, you don't start. That starts. That has to start. Okay, we'll explain why Torah has to be the start. Torah, then avoda, and then gemilah chasadim. Probably there's an order.
But the end is kayam, it's in a different order.
Yes, start ala din, vala emes, vala shalom. Changes the order. But the Pasuk says, Emet u'mishpat shalom. So it says, Emes, and the Pasuk changes the pshat. Okay, when we get to that Mishnah, we'll deal with that Mishnah.
So Emet and shalom.
Emet is the Torah.
And din.
Shalom is the Gemara Chasidim.
But he's saying the different things. He's saying the different things. We have to see the Rabbeinu in here to see what he says there.
Din would be what?
Emet is the Torah. Shalom is Gemara Chasidim. So only leaves a word for din. Well, how's about a din?
Avoda is din, because tefillah, the option of tefillah is palel. Palel means din. Palel plilim means dayanim, means judges. Davening is by nature din. The nature of davening is din. Why is the nature of davening din? Because whenever you become close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Whenever you're close to him, you're judged. Like you were saying, remember we were saying on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes close to us, it's a time of judgment. It's like the king's coming to your house. He's seeing you personally. You have all this dirt on you, all these, you know. How can you stand in front of him with all, you know, the way you are? There's automatic judgment. So how do we remove ourselves from a level of judgment and put ourselves? That's what tefillah is. If you think you deserve to get what you want, oh, I should be getting this and this and this, you know, right? That's called iyun tefillah. Right? I'm going to daven so hard and I'm going to get those things. That's minadin, I deserve them. It's not going to work. Minadin, you don't deserve them.
Peter said, you know,
yeah, but the purpose of tefillah is to change the midas adin into the mitzias of tefillah is din. The purpose of avodah, tefillah is called rachmana, rachamim, right? The purpose of tefillah is to change that din to rachamim.
Rachamim itself is Torah.
Yeah. No, but that's the purpose. Rachman is also Torah. But tefillah by nature is din. And we can't... Yitzchak could be omed bedin. Yitzchak could daven the whole day and be omed bedin. Yitzchak represents midas adin. Because he could do tefillah as its innately represents. It represents din. We can't do tefillah in the innate way. We can't be omed b'din. In order for us to be omed b'din, we have to change the din into rachamim.
Okay, so this is ultimately, ideally, how things should be, what Hashem there should be in the world.
Yeah.
And the davening is being close to Hashem, that one should be trying worthy of
being omed b'din. Trying to be omed
b'din. Worthy of davening for resources that you should have, not in sense of entitlement, but in sense of fulfilling Ratzon Hashem.
Yeah.
That's how I understand.
Yeah, but we can't. We won't get it, but then we won't be.
No, but ideally, that's what fundamentally should be. That what your desires are, and what Hashem gives you, work together, and the result is din.
You don't get them, but din. You won't get them, but din. We can't be omed, but din. Yitzhak could be omed b'din. We can't be omed b'din. So our tefillah, the definition is rachamim. But the mitzias of tefillah, the concept of tefillah, right?
We're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. The concept of tefillah is the concept of din.
Well, I understand it, if I'm right. It's the lining up of your goals and Hashem's goals. Of Hashem giving you these resources. Din, this is what you should have.
We don't deserve them, b'din. Yeah. So we have to get them. Yeah, right. We should be getting the b'din. We should be davening to Hashem, and we should be able to be omed in our davening b'din, but we're not.
Well, so we get it. Huh? The world is not set up that way. We know that.
Yeah. The way we are.
From the beginning. Right.
The way we are.
Well, from creation.
Well, Yitzhak didn't do
bad. Yitzhak didn't do bad.
Yeah, but he was a different... But he was, like you said, he was a korban. So, I mean...
Yeah, he himself was a korban odor.
His whole status was changed at that point.
Yeah. He was Omid Bedin. We can't be Omid Bedin.
Well, prior to that, he wasn't, though.
Yeah. He was Pasak Lumenu Yitzhar, Garashi says.
He was what? The
Yetzirah left him. That's what Rashi says. That's why he's considered kemes. He was considered like he was dead. That's why we Kodesh Baruch Hu was miyachet shmo alav even in his life, because pasach v'meno Yetzirah, it was considered like he was dead. Didn't have a
Yetzirah.
Yeah, only a Yetzirah, obviously.
That's death.
Yeah, but in the sense, he didn't have the battle of free will. He didn't have the battle with the Yetzirah. There's no like struggle. He could own the din.
He was what was the term you used before that? Kadosh Baruch Hu, you said he's something, but I missed during his lifetime. That's why he was considered dead.
He destroyed his Yetzirah.
His
Yetzirah left him, he said.
No, I know that, but there was a term he. There was a couple. There was a couple.
No. Possibly Yetzirah. That's what Rashi said. I only said Rashi. Okay. So let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah. Now let's see what these three things are. So it says, the first one. Al HaTorah, on the Torah, Shneim Abba says in it, Shachar Tov, to Pasuk Mishlei, Yivakesh Ratzon, right? So what do you mean Shachar Tov Yivakesh Ratzon? Ein Tov El HaTorah. It's not only that which is good is Torah. Torah represents the Mitzvahs of Tov. The world was created for the Torah. Im lo briti, if it wasn't for my bris, yom v'layla, my bris, day and night, which represents the Torah. V'zev shama, right? Shama shloma alav shalom. Hashem kaneini reishis dalko. Hashem, acquired me the beginning of his ways. Kodem, kidem, mif'alav mi'az. Before his actions from before, a Torah is before anything he created. I was created before Kol Ha'olam. That means the Torah. Uba'avuri, and because of me, Nivru Kol Anivraim Kadei Lekayimeni, in order to establish me, to keep me. This is very funny. He's telling you that the Torah was created before the world. And the whole world was created in order for the Torah to be mitkayim. What does Torah represent? Torah represents the Ratzon of Hashem, the pure Ratzon of Hashem. So of course, that's the first thing that was created. Because the Ratzon of Hashem, if there was a Ratzon to create the world, that was the Ratzon of Hashem, that's Torah, that's the Ratzon of Hashem. That Ratzon to create the world means that Ratzon to give. Torah is kulo tov, by definition. Because Torah represents giving. You understand? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inner Ratzon, deepest Ratzon, is to give.
It is the first, it was the combination. Torah is the good. First, is the MS, is not the combination.
We said that, Rabbeinu Yonah, I mean, it's probably true. Yaakov was Torah, we said. But he's explaining from a different point of view. He's explaining that Torah represents the inner Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that inner Ratzon was before the creation of the world.
Inner Ratzon?
His Ratzon, the Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was before the creation, means it's his inner Ratzon. What's his inner Ratzon? His inner Ratzon was to create the world. What was his inner Ratzon to create the world? To do good. To give. To do good to someone. To Nivra, to something which was created. So his inner Ratzon was created the world to do good to the world. Therefore, since that is inner Ratzon, the inner Ratzon, what Torah represents is good. Ein Tov Ela Torah. Torah represents the goodness in the world. Because that's the inner Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu is goodness. The Gemara says that the Torah is Tchiles Gemilat Chasadim, right? Speaking about Gemilat Chasadim now. The Sofa Gemilat Chasadim. And the end is Gemilat Chasadim. Why is it Tchiles Gemilat Chasadim?
Okay.
Mara says, why? Because we see with Adam HaRishon that Kodesh Baruch was malbish them, right? Was dressed them with the levush of keren or with like nails. Rashi brings down, you know. He was malbish them. He dressed them up. This was after the chet, and sofer gemil chasadim. What was sofer gemil chasadim? That he buried Moshe, right? So therefore, the Torah is tchiras gemil chasadim sofer gemil. What about in the middle? What happened in the middle? So that's obviously you have all the mitzvahs in the middle. How to do the korbanos? If you keep shatnas, if you do that, so what's the God trying to tell us? So I said the middle is also Gemilch, it's the beginning of Gemilch Chasadim, and the end is Gemilch Chasadim, the middle is also Gemilch Chasadim. Those are things that if we do are good for us. Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to keep these things because they're good for us. It's a complete chesed. Putting on tzitzis is a complete chesed. Do we have that mitzvah? All these mitzvahs, we don't understand the reasons, but ultimately we understand that these things Kodesh Baruch Hu commands us to do because they're good for us. There's an innate goodness in these things. We don't understand them. We don't understand them like we understand, you know, like, maybe you understand, maybe we can understand. That's good, to address someone, that's good, you understand that. But what's in the middle, that's harder to understand. But that's what that Chazal's teaching us, that innately every mitzvah of the Torah, every mitzvah which is the Ratzon of Hashem, is ultimately inner goodness to man. Chas v'shalom, the Aveira is the opposite. Not doing the Ratzon of Hashem.
The Torah is Gemilat Chasidim.
It's Chesed of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, ultimate Chesed that He's giving to us. So it's ultimate Tov. It's a Tov of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Chas v'shalom, the Aveira, by definition, the person doing ra to himself, he's separating himself from Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's doing ra to himself.
We've been saying that the Torah and Gemilat Chasidut is the same thing.
Hey, so you're asking a good question, saying, so I'm saying that Chesed and Torah is the same thing.
And here saying, we're saying it's different.
Yeah, because they're different. There's a rotzen, the inner rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's not Chesed in the way. This is a higher level of Chesed. This is the inner rotzen. The highest level of Torah is Kulo Tov.
So it's even better than Gemil Chasidut. Yeah, we need it separately as a pillar.
Yeah. But it's the inner rotzen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov. Torah is Tov. Ein Tov Ela Torah. It means it's ultimate goodness. It's complete balance. It's ultimate goodness. All the rotzen of Hashem is there for us to benefit from His ultimate goodness. That's why He gave us the Torah. And that's why doing His will is ultimate goodness to ourselves. He doesn't need it for Himself. It's ultimate goodness to ourselves. Chas v'shalom, any aveira we do is ultimate. Chas v'shalom, yeah, it's ultimate ra, is bad to us. It's interesting, you say a clear ra'ua. No, ra'ua means a damaged vessel. And ra'ua means it's like it's shattered a little bit, broken. It's ra'uah. It's somewhat broken. Something which is somewhat broken doesn't have kiyum. It can't be established. Understand? Ra has no establishment. There's no kiyum in the world. Only Torah, only the rotzen of Hashem has kiyum. Has ultimate kiyum. Okay? And it's ultimate goodness. Okay, let's see the next one. Allah avodah. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu bachar b'Yisrael. He chose Klal Yisrael. Mikol ha'umot, from all the peoples, ve'eretz Yisrael mikol ha'atzot, from all the lands, u'bacha Yerushalayim, He chose Yerushalayim, mikol eretz Yisrael, u'bacha Yerushalayim Tzion, and he chose from Jerusalem a certain point, a certain place, Tzion. You know, Tzion is like, you know, a sign. What are you talking about? Tzion, the place where the Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the world. K'moshe ne'emar. Ki basha bacha Hashem betzion, iva lamoshav lo. Bacha, He chose mikol beit bechira, bechol mikol from all from beit bechira, in the beit bechira, that's the beit mikdash, bishvil ha'avoda, because of the avoda, shekatu ba ratzon, because written in ratzon, shneema le ratzono lifnei Hashem, as a rotzen, when you serve a korban, a sacrifice, it's a rotzon, b'fnei Hashem. It's for like the rotzen, it's like to find rotzen, to find favor in front of Hashem. Hinei lecha ki b'fnei ha'avoda, because of the avoda, nivra ha'olam, kol ha'olam kulo. How do we see that? Because all the lands, right? All the nations, all the lands, we picked all of these things for the avoda. It means all of these things were picked just so that we could have the avoda. And that's the rotzen of Hashem. To find rotzen in the name of Hashem. So the world was created. What's he trying to teach us? The world was created for us to find rotzen b'enei Hashem. To find favor in the eyes of Hashem. So let's see what it says. V'az b'chatzainu harav, because of our sins, was destroyed Hamikdash, u'batla avoda. And what do we have? V'atfila eleinu achshav b'mkoma, our davenings instead of the avoda. K'mo sh'amru chazal, avoda b'chol levavchem, to serve him with all your hearts. Eze hi avoda sh'beleb, havi yom ezu tfila. This is tfila.
That's how, what does avoda add to the Torah?
Huh?
So, doing the Torah, so there's a reflection of Ratzon Hashem and then receiving his chesed. What's the avoda add?
The avoda?
Yeah.
It's to find Ratzon in front of Hashem. Not doing his Ratzon, it's to find Ratzon.
That's the Torah.
No. Not Ratzon Hashem. So Ratzon means to find. Not appeasement. How do you say it? I find rotzen in front of you. It means, what do I find rotzen in front of you? It means you're pleased with what I'm doing.
That's chen,
no? No, that means when I find rotzen in front of you, usually rotzen in front of someone else means it comes because I'm doing your rotzen. Normally speaking with people, if I do your rotzen, I find rotzen in front of you. You're pleased with me. Understand? That's what's related to the word rotzen. It doesn't mean that I'm doing the rotzen of Hashem. It means I'm doing the rotzen of Hashem. I find rotzen in front of Hashem. But it means to like appease, to find favor. Favor is the word. Yeah, to find favor. Yeah, but I don't know how to translate it literally in English. Yeah. But it means to find, like, it means you're doing his rots, and to find tefillah.
That's not Torah.
No. Tefillah is for you to find that rotson. To do the avodas hakorbanos is it's l'rotson lifnei Hashem. It's for favor in the eyes of Hashem. What does it imply? It implies that I didn't beforehand have Ratzon. And now through my davening, I had Ratzon. So it's going back to the same thing we said before. Davening is din, intrinsically. Din we can't be omed by. But how do I, am I omed by din? Through hachna. Through humility, humblingness, subservience, yeah. Subservience to something higher. When you're subservient to something higher and you make yourself tofel, you make yourself insignificant to something higher, right? Then that's something higher and you become one.
So you're nullifying yourself.
Yeah.
Which is what Moshe Rabbeinu
did. Yeah. The nullification of yourself, that's what tefillah is, to find rotzen in front of Hashem. That's what you do. What does a korban you do with a korban? Physically, you kill it. You destroy it. You burn it. And ola, you burn it. It's nothing. It's zero. It's ashes when it's finished. And we say that Adam ki yakriv mikem. So the Farshim explained it. It's as if you're makriv from yourself. It's if you yourself have become the Ola. Just as Yitzhak, he was the Ola Tmima. That's the Korban. You yourself are, how are you finding rots in front of Hashem? You're nullifying yourself in front of Hashem.
He didn't have a Yitzhak. You couldn't have a Yitzhak Hara.
Right.
He was completely nullified.
Yeah.
So the Yitzhak Hara can't exist.
That's right.
Because he's a met.
Yeah.
There's nothing else can exist except for a map.
Yeah, it's completely nullified.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You understand? The nullification of self. That's what fear is. That's how we find rotzen. Wow. You live by being just a vessel through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself.
How is that different from following the Torah?
Following the Torah is more an active way. Yeah. You're expressing rotzen Hashem.
right.
You're expressing
Ratzon
Hashem.
That's where free choice comes
yeah.
in.
You're choosing to do this, and that becomes your Ratzon. Right. Here, you're standing in front of Hashem, right? And you're Omid Bedin. And you can't be Omid Bedin, because you're not a complete vessel. You're a broken vessel. You're not. So the only way you can be Omid Bedin is by nullifying who you are.
This is fantastic. So you have free choice when you to observe a commandment. So that the fact that you have free choice means that you have not nullified yourself, because you could go either way.
Yeah.
But when you're in tefillah, you the fact that you are putting yourself in Hashem's mercy.
You're nullifying yourself.
Means you have nullified yourself.
You're nullifying yourself.
You've nullified yourself 100% at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have a will. You're not. You're complete nullification of self. Right. That's what tefillah. The hachna'ah, the nullification of self that occurs in tefillah, that brings you to the level of din. Then you can be omid
bedin.
That's
amazing.
Only then.
Because your free choice ends when you start your tefillah.
You understand what I'm saying? The difference between you expressing, one second, the difference between you expressing Ratzon Hashem, by you being the expressor of God's will, and that's one way. There's another way, by you nullifying yourself and
it seems
to Hashem.
A contradiction.
There's no contradiction.
It appears to me as such.
Why? There's two different aspects of avoda.
That's how they can coexist.
I'm sorry?
And that's how they can coexist. We're saying Torah is as a reflection of oneself in doing Ratzon Hashem. Choosing to do Ratzon Hashem.
But that's also a form of nullification.
One, you made a distinction.
Obviously the whole purpose, everything is about doing Ratzon Hashem. There's different ways of doing it. There's one through being the expressor of Hashem's will in the world. That's Torah, which is His will. There's another way of by nullifying yourself. And that's all that there is God's will.
But those two, conceptually, they contradict.
No, they don't contradict. They
can't coexist.
They can coexist. You can nullify and therefore be an expressor. Nullification doesn't mean you died. Nullification means that all you are is living expression of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam.
So again, if you're saying they're the same thing, then...
They're not the same thing, they're different. You're right, intrinsically everything's the same. They're not the same thing. The different aspects, the different ways of doing the same thing. The different aspects of avoda. There's avoda in terms of...
Between Torah and avoda.
There's you have God, and you have the physical world. And you, this thing in between. And you're taking God's will and expressing it in the physical world. That's Torah. Now, there's God. There's you. You nullify yourself to God. There's no longer you. All there is God.
You can't perform the Torah.
It's a different way of doing it. That's din. That represents tefillah. That represents din. Din is like a meditative process, right? That's what tefillah is. It's a meditative process. There's a nullification of self. And all you feel is Ratzon Hashem. All that's happening to you is Ratzon Hashem. That's what's permeating you. That's what's coming through to you. That's all you live with. That's all you are. But when you're... That's tefillah. But when you're tiferet, right, is you're taking God's will and you're expressing it into the world. You're putting it out into the world. You're connecting God's will to the world. You're like the
catalyst? Conduit?
No.
Conduit.
No. You're the pipe through which...
Yeah, conduit. It's called a conduit.
What's a conduit?
Connector,
yeah. You're the connector through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses Himself in the world. But you're the one bringing His will into the world. You're living in both places. You're connecting God's will, i.e. the God-man relationship, into the man-man relationship, or man-world relationship.
Different from this nullification of self.
Yeah. Nullification of self generally works in the level of God-man relationship. That's tefillah. Tefillah is a God-man relationship. It's not a God-man-man relationship. It's a God-man relationship. You understand the difference? I'm nullifying myself to the will of Hashem. So all I perceive now is God's will. That's all I am. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm expressing it in the world. That's who I am at the moment. That's tefillah. I'm omed b'din. That means okay. To be omed b'din. Whereas tiferet means I'm taking God's will and I'm funneling it through myself. I'm expressing it in the world. You understand the difference?
Tiferet, we say, was the synthesis of...
It's not a synthesis, doesn't it? It's a synthesis of chesed and din.
Hmm.
But it's two aspects. Chesed is...
Chesed and din, not chesed and Torah.
No, chesed is going to be something different. We're going to see chesed. Chesed we'll do the next time. Be'ezrat Hashem.
So we said tiferet was Torah and gemilat chesedim or...
Huh? Chesed is going to be something different. See you next time.